You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It was a big night, and it is a big show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, joining us now in studio. The eighth overall pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, cornerback Justin Gilbert. Justin, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How's it been? Walk us through the last few hours from getting the call to getting on the plane. You're here now. What's going through your mind as a new member of the Browns?
Oh, man, I'm just ready to get active, man. Most exciting part for me was maybe not even me being drafted, just knowing that Johnny Manziel was coming with me. I was so excited when they told me.
Yeah, you made reference to that in the press conference, rolling down the window and yelling Cleveland Browns in Midtown Manhattan after you were leaving Radio City Music Hall, and you heard that. Why the excitement? Give me a sense of what having him as a teammate means to you.
He's a great player and a great competitor. I followed him while in college. Whenever we didn't have games while they were playing, I watched a lot of him playing, and I can tell that he had that fire about him, that he loves to win ball games, and that's something that he's done, and I think he can bring to this team.
And you certainly can help this team win ball games. You know Mike Pettine's scheme back with the Jets, Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, and now is the opportunity to do that. Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert, press man, corners, physical. How excited are you to know that when he called you, because they put the audio of that up on the Browns website, he said, "I'm going to do backflips." The head coach of the Browns says he's going to do backflips because he gets to pick you.
It feels great, man. I'm just ready to get here and learn from those older guys. I know they got a lot that they can teach me. Me being a rookie, I'm just going to come in and try to do as much as I can to help this team win ball games.
And Coach Pettine, being as fired up as he was to want to have you on this team, obviously he talked with you. The scheme itself is really tailored toward corners that you could just say, "Hey, you're out on this island. You got to hold your own." Give me a sense of that for you and how much you embrace that opportunity.
I love to compete, and that's something that I've been forced to do over this last couple of years at Oklahoma State. So it's something I'm pretty used to doing, and I think I'll get the job done. But first, we just got to get it started in practice.
Talking with Justin Gilbert, the eighth overall pick of the draft, an All-American, All-Big 12 last year, Thorpe Award finalist, a man with 39 passes defensed, 12 interceptions on his resume. And by the way, you have a knack for scoring touchdowns as well, 2 off of interceptions, 6 as a return man. Have they talked to you about being used on returns as well?
I think I'll be able to do it. It all depends on how much playing time I'm getting in cornerback, so it's something I would love to do.
Is your expectation to get a lot of playing time at cornerback?
I have a lot of expectations. So, we'll just see how it all falls out.
And let's talk about your game, because we hear a lot about the press sort of coverage that you provide, and it's something you're comfortable with. But explain that. Explain the game as you've played it up to this point. I know in the NFL, and I know this particular scheme and coaching staff is going to have different ideas for you, but they're going to try to enhance the skill you already have. So give us a sense of what that looks like when it's out there.
I think I'm just a one of a kind. Like, a lot of guys aren't blessed with the talent that I have and a lot of people have. So I think that's why I was able to go so high. And I'm not perfect, so I think there's some things that I can still be taught, especially technique-wise, and I think that something that coach will be able to teach me.
You chose number 21, pretty good corner by the name of Deion Sanders, once wore number 21. What was the inspiration or the thought behind how'd you arrive at 21, knowing that you wore, of course, single digits in college, which you're not allowed to do here?
It was 21 or 23 coming into the draft. It was my top two numbers, and somebody already has 23.
That's right.
I knew I wasn't getting that.
That's right.
21 was the other option, or 24. So I think somebody already has 24, and 21 just stuck out. So I think it'll look good on me, and I'm hoping to represent it well.
And you had mentioned that Patrick Peterson was a guy who in the league whose game you modeled yourself after wears number 21 for the Arizona Cardinals. So. And there's a little natural fit there. I like that.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Who knew? Who knew?
What do you know about just Cleveland, and how much have you tried to maybe find out about, the long history of the team or whoever you've talked with? And I'm sure you've had any number of people in your ear since the moment this pick was made until you're sitting here right now.
Yeah, I'm from Texas, so I'm way south, and this is way north. And, when I got picked, I was just on Google and YouTube just – Googling the dog pound and the history of Browns, and I didn't know that it was actually a dog. I thought the Browns was just like the color and not like a dog pound or something. Okay. So it's a lot that I've learned over this.
Well, and it was, just for the record, and this is so appropriate, really the origin of the dog pound started with a couple of cornerbacks, a guy named Hanford Dixon, who you'll come across at some point, and Frank Winifield, and the two of them were barking, and that organically kind of just grew with the fan base, so it turned into the dog pound. They like to bark, and Hanford still barks to this day.
That's right, and it's a so team with a rich tradition.
He's a great corner.
At the cornerback position, you're right. What do you think, and how excited are you, given that you've already gotten a sense of the kind of fandemonium, I'll call it, of Cleveland Browns fans, the fanaticism, knowing that this is a team that struggled, and yet the fan base is still so passionate, and you have an opportunity to really be a part of, I think, an amazing turnaround, an amazing story in Cleveland. What does that mean, like the responsibility of coming to a situation where you know you guys really have the chance to make history and become legends here in this town?
It's a great feeling. We have a great support system here, and that's all I've been hearing about is the dog pound. So that's great to have fans like that. So I had that fan base at Oklahoma State.
Sure.
Just passionate guys about. That came to the game and supported us, and I think I have the same here. So I'm enjoying it.
Have you been able to wrap your mind around the idea of how you ended up here, in the sense that the Browns not only got you, but also by trading to the point that they got you, end up with first and fourth round picks for next year? And, you and I earlier were in Ray Farmer's office talking about this, and he made the point that, hey, it's great to have you, but even better to have two more yous with you in the process. What is that, and the idea that Sammy Watkins is the guy in Buffalo that you're going to maybe find yourself across from on November 30th, I guess, when the Bills play the Browns?
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to that matchup. That's going to be a pretty good matchup. They made some smart moves in the draft, and it all played out well, and we got the quarterback that we wanted and the cornerback that we wanted. So I'm looking forward to see who we get next.
Well, Justin, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and I know we'll have many more conversations.
Not only the top cornerback on the board of the Browns, the first defensive back chosen when 9 went in the first round. We're very excited to have you here. Welcome to Cleveland. Looking forward to see you on the field.
All right, thank you.
All right, CBD, we've got much more coming up. We will try to maybe squeeze a call or two in, or certainly we'll give some closing thoughts on this very active, very newsy day as we talk about
amazing.
The excitement. It's amazing. It's been an amazing 24 hours, and there's more to come. This is just getting started. More of this draft is ahead, of course, and more of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR. Line.